All right, coming up after the EP is done, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Caps 50 Fest. That's October 10th at Capital One Arena. Third Eye Blind will be playing that event right before the Caps season starts. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets, because it's coming up shortly. Time now for the EP that's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. More info at BMWoffairfax.com. Lot of Diddy stories on the EP today. More than I would like, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. You're not fascinated by this?
I mean, are you not the editor of your own EP?
Huge story.
I mean, I am, but it is a massive story. I understand there's a public appetite for it.
Like, I understand Cakes doesn't like rap music, but he's like probably one of the biggest music stars of the 90s.
He's a music mogul.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. Not just a performer, a producer.
I think what it comes from is I'm not into him and his music.
Right.
So
I know, but like if this was Garth Brooks, it would still be like the biggest story. Yeah. And you hate country.
Yeah, that's true. Hate country is a strong word. Not really that into country is probably the way I would frame it. Diddy vows he won't have women at his house as he begs the judge to release him to home detention amid the sex crime charges. He vowed he won't have women visit his Florida mansion Wednesday as his defense attorneys begged the judge to release him to home detention until he faces trial on sex trafficking and racketeering charges.
Then the judge said no.
Diddy was set to appear for a second day in a row in Manhattan federal court at 3:30 for a hearing where he'll request to be sprung from the notorious Metropolitan Detention Center on a $50 million bond.
And wow. And everyone's saying that jail is no joke.
What's his net worth?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Diddy's net worth is, I don't think he's a billionaire, but $500 or $600 million, I would guess. That's just a guess. I don't know.
But the judge said no to that.
Judge said no.
Yeah. His second time.
Diddy's attorneys argue that electronic monitoring and a slew of other conditions should assure the trial judge and prosecutors that Combs won't go on the lam or harm others while he awaits trial.
You can't trust him. The judge says he's a threat to, well, maybe the prosecutor said it, it's a threat to society. So he is not getting out of jail. Who knows when the trial will be set? Mm-hmm. I mean, he could be in jail for months.
So apparently he's also in the process of trying to sell his private plane, which will be kept in L.A., a fact which shows he doesn't plan to go on the run from the law, he claims.
Can't trust him.
I guess. Yeah.
He is an evil, evil person.
They're going back and they're going through, like, they're archiving all of his lyrics now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sifting through, stuff that, like, he said on songs.
Okay.
And it's kind of... The signs were there.
Yeah. The writing was on the
wall.
Mm.
So I see his celebrity net worth at $600 million.
Okay. So I said $500 or $600 million, so it's right around there. You can't ever really trust celebrity net worth. There's 100 sites that have differing figures, but that sounds about right. I mean, he is a mogul. He's been popular for 30-plus years.
And I don't know how successful this Ciroc vodka is.
I mean, I think
I'm assuming
it's a pretty big brand name. Yeah. I think it's probably doing pretty well.
Do you know?
I want to guess the sales might have taken a hit of late.
Do you know what?
Might want to distance themselves from Diddy.
What the conspiracy theory is? Now this is old hat.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
But I'm kind of knee deep in the Diddy stuff because I find it fascinating.
Yeah. You're spelunking down the wormhole with EB.
Kind of, but I think he's taking different exits than I have. Mm-hmm. The theory is Diddy was the one that killed Biggie because it launched Diddy's career, because after Biggie died, he basically made an album out of it.
Okay.
He had a hit song, I'll Be Missing You, from it. And the narcissism behind Diddy has people believing that he was the one that could have possibly murdered Biggie.
Right.
Are you buying into that conspiracy theory?
No.
No. Did you like hearing
but I,
it?
Yeah, but I like hearing
you
it.
Because
like
I thought he's behind killing Tupac.
You'll follow
he could
some
be.
The, you'll follow the, those breadcrumbs.
I'll follow those breadcrumbs. Yeah. It's just, it's interesting hearing what people say about it.
Well,
that's all.
As a follow-up, it's a, if you're into that, you're think, definitely going to watch the new docuseries that's coming out. It was announced on Wednesday, just 2 days after Diddy was arrested on the charges. There's a new docuseries coming out. It got the green light from the Investigation Discovery Network and is being produced by the creators of Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. That was a docuseries that shed light on the alleged toxic culture behind the scenes of some of the most well-known children's shows of the late 90s and the early 2000s. So now they're going to do that treatment to Diddy.
I'm all in for the docuseries. Have you seen Quiet on Set?
I haven't yet. I saw like...
Well, it's disturbing.
75% of the first episode,
me.
And it was so disturbing that I was just like, I don't want to keep watching it. Like,
but if they're the ones,
bad for the kids that were exposed to all of that and the way that their lives have turned out since, especially like who's the girl, Amanda Bynes?
Yeah, Amanda right. Bynes.
Like her life just spiraled out of control.
Yeah, she's a mess.
She's unrecognizable at this point.
I know, but now you have at least some sort of compassion for her. Right.
Yeah.
After
course,
watching it,
of course.
But also, if they're the ones that are doing this documentary,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be well done.
Oh,
because
yeah. It'll be intriguing.
Because the Quiet on Set one was very well done.
Yep.
And detailed.
The new series is already in production. It will explore, quote, the rise and influence of Sean Diddy Combs and the allegations of violent behavior and illegal activity that have trailed the music mogul, including accounts of sexual assault, abusive behaviors, and other disturbing claims. The doc traces the story of the self-proclaimed bad boy unraveling allegations of a pattern of, is it depravity or depravity? I'm not,
depravity.
Depravity. Never want that word attached to
you. I mean, some of the things that he's accused of in this indictment are mm-hmm. unbelievable. If it's all true, I mean, he's one of the worst people of all time.
Mm-hmm. Give me some of the things which jump out at you.
Well, just forcing, bringing in sex workers from across state lines, mm-hmm. sometimes internationally.
Right.
And forcing them to do stuff at mm-hmm. these freak-off parties.
Grooming, basically grooming.
And then he would video them and then said, I got you on video, so if you tell anybody, I got you on video. So they would silence them. And then the sexual assaults, obviously. I mean, he was probably having sex with young girls.
But there's probably a ton of people that were going to the parties that were celebrities who were using those sex workers, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So that's going to come out over time.
And I'm sure there were some people there because they thought Diddy was an influential music person and sure. had no idea what was going on. But one of the people that were a part of the raid, when they uncovered like all the hidden cameras and rooms and everything,
mm-hmm.
I think the quote in the New York Post was, it's worse than Epstein.
Right. Hmm. He basically would say, if you tell anybody, I'll kill you. He was threatening to kill people if they went to the media or went to the cops. It's an awful, awful person. I mean, you saw what he did to Cassie in the hotel.
Oh, I mean, just yeah. he should be in jail already.
I mean, can you imagine how many times?
That's the tip of the iceberg.
Right, yeah. Can you imagine how many times he did that?
Right.
I guarantee he did that to many girls
mm-hmm.
multiple times.
No, he probably deserves to be behind bars for the rest of his life.
Well, he probably will be.
So he's locked up in something called the SHU at the Metropolitan Detention Center. I'm not sure what that stands for. I'm browsing through the story to try to find it. But apparently, he only gets meals delivered to his cell. He gets 1 hour of daily recreation and 3 showers a week. You want to know what his first meal was behind bars, Valdez?
Definitely.
Swedish meatballs. He got Swedish meatballs served. If he wanted something a little more
glazed,
low calorie, he could have had. Now this, I would never eat this. Certainly not in jail. A black bean burger. Could you imagine eating what looks to be like in burger form, but it's just black beans instead of ground beef?
You know, the bathroom trip after that too.
I would rather.
I want to limit my bathroom exposure
rather,
in jail.
I'd rather go on a hunger strike than eat a black bean burger.
I don't know how you could eat or have an appetite when you're in jail, knowing that you're probably going to be there for the rest of your
hamburger.
Life.
It's got to be tough.
And by the way, SHU is special housing unit.
Okay. That makes sense. His sides were green beans, egg noodles, garden salad with dressing, and
it's a well-rounded meal.
16-ounce beverage. I would have asked for the bigger. Can you give me a 32-ouncer, 44-ouncer, yeah, maybe? Super big gulp. Can you hook me up?
Diet Coke. Don't you have Coke Zero? Yeah. That's something Cakes would have said in jail.
It's definitely something I would always ask for that. Yeah. You guys don't have a freestyle Coke machine in the prison commissary? What are these accommodations?
What's the one that you can push the different types of Coke?
That's the freestyle Coke machine. I used one last night at Five Guys. I got a cherry vanilla Coke Zero. You know how good it was? Do you know how good it tasted?
Did you build your perfect burger? Remember, we just had that discussion.
No.
Was that 2 days ago or yesterday?
Yesterday.
I got a burger for my wife. She can't eat a lot of like spicy stuff, so her burgers are boring. Her burger is a little hamburger, lettuce, and pickles. That's all she gets.
All right, but you scoff. They definitely have green peppers at Five Guys.
They do. But in a trillion years, I would never order green peppers on my burger. I would order a jalapeno. I'd order a jalapeno pepper to give it a little spiciness, but not a green pepper. Just unnecessary.
Hey, Jeff Walker just gave me the thumbs up on my Diddy theory.
He did?
Yeah, so I know that's why I know I got my ear to the streets.
He's probably a noted conspiracy theorist, too. He's just down the wormhole with everybody else on Diddy.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff Walker.
Here, go in there real quick.
Yeah.
So he's eating Cheez-Its.
Okay, well, you know what? Tick mark for eating Cheez-Its. Great snack.
J-Dub.
Are they standard Cheez-Its or do regular, we have extra toasty? I mean, what are we doing here?
Those were just regular Cheez-Its.
All right, that's fine. In the snack works. Room. That works.
Were you a Diddy guy back in the day?
No.
I mean, even at the height of his powers?
We liked the music because, you know, he put it out, but... This is just like the R. Kelly situation, where there's smoke, there's fire. Everybody have been saying things about Diddy since I was young.
Like
you always heard stories. It was just a matter of time before he got caught.
So. Jeff, do you have 1,000 bottles of lube at your house like Diddy?
That is insane.
I'm going to guess you don't.
That's insane. You know how long it takes to finish one bottle of baby oil? Why do you have 1,000?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's insane. I hope, you know, I hope he wasn't doing that, but if he was, he was coming to him.
What do you have to say about Valdez's lyrics theory? There are a bunch of Easter eggs in Diddy's lyrics over the years that point to what's going on here.
It can be true. I'm not counting nothing out.
Okay.
I'm not counting nothing out. You have security guards starting to speak out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you probably say in a lot of rock music and rap music, like... Women, that's a big part of the lyrics. Like, I doubt his lyrics are that much different than anybody else talking about hot women.
I don't know. This guy will never do a deep dive on Diddy lyrics. Look, pointing right here.
Hey, I was listening. I was listening to some Diddy lyrics. I was. He was talking about grooming younger women and passing them around the crew.
Okay.
Yep, that's what he was doing.
Yeah,
man. In real life.
He got what's coming to him, so.
Yeah, I mean.
He gone.
Society's a better place with Diddy getting served Swedish meatballs in the special housing unit, in my opinion. But I'm just one person.
Your boy's going down, J-Dub.
It's a dark day.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't my, the way.
Well, you like this music.
No, I like the artist music he put out. I mean, he gave us Biggie, you know, Faith. Like, he gave us a lot of artists that's.
Right, yeah, you like everything he was behind. You liked it.
I liked, except for the stuff that he was doing. He talks about some everything
except the baby oil stuff.
I like some of his music, like the album All About the Benjamins was a good album. Had good hits.
Yeah, I mean,
he had hits.
That's an anthem, but nobody was. Oh yeah, people were, but I don't think it's not going to end well for Diddy.
No, I'm not saying that
it's
going to
end well at all.
But. He had hits.
All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score J-Dub. Two tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary on Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest will have over 60 alumni in attendance. The Caps current roster, photo ops, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are just $19.74. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. 10th caller right now wins. We'll be right back.